Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. February 13th, not Friday the 13th, Sunday the 13th, 2011. We are going to have some really nice stuff here for you. It's coming right on up. And we'll be at the, we are at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles Hilton. Come and see us tomorrow, Monday the 14th. It's 4 o'clock. It's not too late to get there for an amazing seminar that we're going to have. And then, of course, the following Sunday or Monday night, which will be the 21st, I believe, we'll be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. So anyway, let's get the show rolling here. See what Dr. Bell's got up his sleeve. Always love to see Dr. Bell. He'll be showing right up here.
And they use it in their ships. And when they bombard it with slow neutrons, which is not that hard to do, it produces gravity waves, which then they can transmit to a certain area. And as soon as they transmit to that area, they become one with the area. They're drawn to that area because space is not just flat. It's positive and negatively curved. So these are some of the kinds of things that you learn when you get way into Pleiadian science. And as I was explaining yesterday, any of the real heavy contactees of the Pleiadians are given great lessons in, you know, health. They're given great lessons in nature spirits and the elements of nature, more so than propulsion systems and time travel and all that. That's a secondary thing that's easily understood once you have the basic understanding of what the universe is all about. And also yesterday I explained that we are being destroyed through our food chain in what the government calls the depopulation or depopulation policy. It was talked about in the Executive Intelligence Review quite openly right during the time of the Vietnam War by McNamara, who's then the Secretary of the State, to the EIR staff, which operates out of Washington, D.C., the March of 81 issue. And you can call I forget the area code for Washington, I think it's 302, 301 or something, and you can ask information for the Executive Intelligence Review magazine, and you can get your own copies of those articles. And I talked about the Vietnam War, how Agent Orange was explored into human, stopping human reproduction. We talked about vitamin A and D in milk, how that destroys the vitamin A and D in your body because synthetic vitamins placed in the milk destroy natural vitamins in the body, which then makes you prone to heart disease. We talked about the man-made virus known as the AIDS virus, which feeds off of the destruction of the ozone layer, which is also becoming part of commercialization of the environment process that America's going through, so that the consumer is taught one thing and when really something else is going on, and of course they make money off of it. For example, air conditioners, freon gases do not affect the ozone layer. High-flying jet aircraft does. This was brought out by the Global 2000 report in 1982, which was published during the Reagan administration, which is attainable at the government printing office bookstores around here. I'm sure they have one here in Seattle. So as a result of that, when you get your air conditioning equipment worked on, instead of paying 10 cents on the dollar, you pay a dollar on a dollar now for the chemicals and the labor and all the things that have to be done to go into your refrigeration systems and heating systems and cooling systems. With the incoming AIDS virus, which was inoculated in a homosexual community in 1978 in San Francisco, 2,000 individuals were inoculated with a virus that was completed at Langley, Virginia, the CIA base, and it was a marriage of a cattle bovine virus and a sheep Vishnu virus. And when it was injected into humans, it feeds on a bacteria that's found in the anal canal. So they naturally picked on homosexuals because this was a good place to get it off the ground. They were like walking farms for the AIDS virus. And by 1981, all 2,000 of the ones that had been injected with this hepatitis B virus died. A lot of the serums that you have today that you get inoculated with to prevent different things, polio vaccines, different kinds of vaccines, are oftentimes laced with different things to see what they're going to do on a broader spectrum to the populace that they lace it with. They've inoculated children in Texas with the equivalent of Legionnaires' disease. They inoculated in 1960, 71 or 61 in Mobile, Alabama, a million people with cancer. I'm sure you saw in the newspaper where finally that was exposed. They created huge plans called Alternative 1, 2, and 3, where the government had ways to leave this planet in case of an all-out invasion or an all-out war. They've created landing bases on the moon and Mars, which you don't even know about. NASA's a big joke. We have a vehicle called the Aurora that takes off and lands. It's a single-stage reentry vehicle with six different propulsion systems. I've seen it within 300 feet of it, 600 feet long. So basically, the American public has no idea in hell what's going on worldwide or even what's going on in your backyard, unless you're really on top of you know, things and you have exposure. I have exposure into the CIA. I have annual communications with them. I worked 15 years with the federal government. I had a secret clearance. I've been on almost every nuclear base and air base that you can name in the continental United States, and I've been in almost every laboratory in this lifetime.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you are privy to all this knowledge and they know that you are doing it, and they're aware that you are getting like
right. They won't, because they're miserable too, and they're scared. And they have a thing called Project Awareness right now that's through people like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas and a lot of different awareness programs. You see it on the advertisement, the American Express card with a little EB on there. They're subtly releasing this. They've chosen Timothy Good through some of his books to release a lot of this information. Bob Osler, a NASA scientist, is releasing this information. I'm not the only one doing it. There's several people doing it now. I also have had protection for a number of years. There have been attempts made on my life. There's a book called The Promise that's written. It's in our tape series. We're out of print on the book. You can get it with the tape series. It's up at our booth. That goes into some of my life experiences before Project Awareness was... I took on the government twice. I won both times. That's also in The Promise. Even to the point where they had to have congressional legislation when I pointed out some flaws in the constitutional laws that they were being applied. So I have been known to do a little freedom fighting, too. I think that runs in the family. My great-great-great-grandfather was Ethan Allen. He started the Revolutionary War in this country. So, and my great-uncle was Alexander Graham Bell. My father brought the London Bridge over, put it in Havasu City because he was a well-known scientist. So I come from a kind of a very powerful, very kinky aristocratic family that has tremendous ties worldwide. And you can screw around with me all you want. If you knock me out of the scene, there'll be two more just like me to replace me momentarily. So I think that that's pretty well established by now. We've had some amazing group sessions, group encounters in Europe and even in this country with UFOs and extraterrestrials. I've had groups of 500 point-blank faced Pleiadians, and at the same time, for example, when I was doing a concert 1988 in Marnau, in the Bavarian Alps. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I was doing what's called a Firestar concert. And one of the things that we do is we use music. Music is a very powerful tool. And I have taken a Pleiadian ship sound and broken it down and created a whole music scenario from it using linear arithmetic synthesizers made by Roland and Korg and a couple other companies. And I was playing a concert. This is where I met my wife in 1988, and I had about 800 people in attendance at a channeling conference at a concert hall in Bavaria. And we had what's called a Firestar, which I'll show you a picture of, which is a communicating and channeling device that draws in extraterrestrials. It's pretty much had that everybody that's ever used one of these has had tremendous experiences with it. And about two-thirds of the way through the concert, with this huge Firestar up on the stage, about 30 people walked out, and at first I thought I was playing some really bad music or something, because I had a Pleiadian ship playing through the speaker system and I was putting sound down on top of it. I was playing one of the songs in the Fellowship album, and what happened was about 4 or 5 ships were hovering outside the concert hall, and I heard this tremendous roar and I saw all these red lights. And what happened is they had scrambled, the German Air Force had scrambled their Mirage jets. And they were chasing the ships. At the same time, the police department was cordoning off the entire town to figure out what this was going on. So, I mean, these are some of the things that have happened. This was right in Billy Meyer's backyard. We weren't 150 miles from his house, where, you know, you've seen all the Meyer books, I'm sure. So this is just some of the stuff that goes on. But anyhow, I don't want to get into phenomenon today. I want to get more into the hardcore part of science and how you can help yourselves biologically, spiritually, mentally, and every other which way overcome some of the limitations that you're going to have to deal with, and how to maybe recognize, you know, just about every time the FDA says something's no good, go get it, you know right away. Because the FDA is, just recently, a group of doctors, a huge group of doctors sponsored by a University of Illinois, just did a huge survey. And, you know, one of the things on the population destruction program is heart problems. That's one of the things. They want you to really believe that cholesterol is bad for you. Cholesterol is not bad for you at all. If you don't have enough of it, your body will produce plenty of it. What's bad is when you have a wrong LDL-HDL levels, the lipoprotein cholesterol level. So it has to do with, there's a new test out now, and Dirk Pearson talks about it in his book, Life Extension 2, that really tells you if you have a cholesterol of, say, 250, that might be okay. That might be excellent for some people. You need to know what your LDL levels are also. So one of the things they do is they attack the cholesterol, and that we found that regardless of what your cholesterol is, the tests have shown if you take 500 or 400 units of vitamin E a day and 1,000 or 2,000 grams of vitamin C a day, your heart attack risk goes down about 90%. It was also a proven fact that anybody in Russia, Ernest Krebs proved this in Russia years ago with brilliant photography. And that was developed by a guy by the name of S.D. Karelian, who came out of Czechoslovakia, that anybody taking B15 would never get a heart attack unless they were really prone to it and they really had some bad habits and they got into B15 too late, because it carries mass quantities of oxygen down to the heart. So one of the first things the FDA did, naturally, was make B15 illegal. But then, of course, when you take your nitrites and all this other stuff in your foods, this causes the body to start going into a dextra rotary rather than a lava rotary, a right spin versus a left spin electron flow. Your body, if you ever look at all your amino acids in a health food store, it always says L-lysine, L-arginine, L-L-L, because it's left spin. So what do they do? Make Laetrile illegal. Why do they do that? Because it gets rid of all the effects of right spin. What are some chemicals that are right spin? Well, chiari, cyanide, you know, nitrites, poisons are right spin. So naturally, they don't want you to have left spin vitamins in your system. So in our vitamins, we put all these things in, we just don't list it on the label. They're all in there. We've got all the nitrilicide family, which is B12 through B17. And I formulate worldwide. My vitamins are dispensed by prescription in Europe, because I got the medical community over there to go along with our vitamins, because they know they work, and they're more concerned. Even though they have, in Germany, they do have the equivalent, and Japan, the equivalent of an FDA. They don't have the power that the FDA has over here. But the FDA over here is getting exposed as a bunch of jerks. And as you know, as we speak, they're trying to criminalize the right to have herbs or vitamins or amino acids. I spent 15 years with the National Health Federation going all over the place in the U.S. Battling the FDA. Finally, I got tired of it, because you push them back for a few years and then they come back again. So the best thing is, like Einstein says, a growth-resistant generation just dies out and gets out of the way. That's the basic way to look at it. Okay, now the first thing I want you to become aware of in this little scenario here is this chart. Our bodies are made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And hydrogen is a very important element in the body. The oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen are gases, and the carbon is a pyramid shape. Okay? And the pyramid shape is what all these chemicals and all these stresses try to distort. If you keep the body, the carbon atom in the body, for example, a red blood cell, the hemes in the red blood cell, the iron atoms, in this shape, the red blood cell will function. And I'll demonstrate that with my glue test here, which I did yesterday, if I can find my glue. I think it's in my bag here somewhere. But the bottom line is, everything comes from energy. And you got to go back to the energy level first. And we teach everything as the rainbow. You start with a rainbow, because your body basically is light. And so there are seven colors to the rainbow. Each color of the rainbow represents a consciousness. The red color represents the first ray, or the will, the father energy. The second ray and the father energy is anchored through red. It's anchored through the red organs in the body, one of them being the pituitary gland. The blue is love wisdom. The blue is the healing energy. It's the sun energy, the Christ energy, and that's anchored through the heart. Everything relating to blue relates to that energy at one point. Green represents the thyroid gland, is the female, is the Holy Ghost, and it's a synthesis of the first two. Those are the primary three forces. You can break down every substance into one of those forces. For example, vitamin A, which is very powerful in the immune system, is a red force. It's a will force. Whereas if you get into the B complex, you go down to the fourth energy, which is a compassion energy or a yellow force. And when you begin to relate to vitamins, to the feeling that you do or don't have, for example, if you were waking up in the morning and just don't have the will to do something, you can bet that your body needs something in the immune system which was directly related to the red, the will. So the will, you probably would need vitamin A, you would probably need chromium. By the way, chromium is the first element that you would take when you start getting a runny nose. Chromium is the first element that you would take at any sign of any kind of physical symptom coming on, a scratchy throat. And any AIDS researcher will tell you that the first thing if you tested HIV positive is chromium, because chromium produces helper T cells. Then, once your helper T cell count goes up in the white blood cell region, then you should start taking large amounts of vitamin A, and then large amounts of vitamin C, which binds the cells together. A lot of people make the mistake when they come down with a cold or a scratchy throat of jamming in large amounts of vitamin C. But that's wrong, because the life force in the body is now being directed towards the virus that's giving you a cold. How many of you have come down with a cold and you take a large amount of vitamin C and it doesn't do anything? Typically, most of the time, it doesn't. Eventually, the cold goes away and you think the vitamin C did something. It's because you didn't have your life force directed in the right area for the vitamin C to feed the right entity. You know, same thing with antibiotics. Antibiotics will fight bacteria in the body, but they won't fight viruses. They'll feed them. So you've got to understand how nutrition works and really get a working knowledge of it. And that's why these different ray colors have a lot to do with it. When you get down into the orange or down below the yellow region, you get into the synthesis of other energies in the body, and it's the mental power. That becomes the mental power. The Pleiadians are, for example, they call it the ray of concrete science and knowledge. It's the mental power. When you get down into the dark blue, you're getting into the astral plane, the emotional body, where you go to sleep at night, the emotional plane of energy. When you get down in the violet, you're down at the base of the spine, you're down at reproduction, which then rotates up around to the top of your body and also causes creation. So these energies are not just static in the body, they're moving all the time. Now, in your body, when you get into biochemistry, and we teach on three levels, biochemistry, which you're probably already somewhat knowledgeable of, science of what you put in your body, your vitamins, your food, your water, all these kinds of things. Then we teach another level of the body. You have another body besides the biochemical body that's created from the electrical body. This is where your ionization takes place. Any biochemistry that, anytime you put something in your mouth, pill, food, whatever, it has to have electricity to break it down and send it into the proper category to produce the proper body parts. This is the science of electricity. Then you have a part beyond that, which is the science of precursation. This is the intelligence that tells the electricity, tells the biochemistry what to do. Precursing devices are what the Pleiadians brought to us in their first wave of teaching since I was involved in 1971. And back in Nikola Tesla's time, some of these were also taught to him, probably by the same group, although he never voiced it that way. Precursing devices are devices like the receptor, like pyramids that we use, and they are positive precursing devices. The way society would define precursing energy, and just think of it as a chain, biochemistry, electricity, and precursing energy, a very important chain, but the way that modern science today would think of precursing energy, they would think of it as psychosomatic symptoms, such as stress. They think of it in a negative way, positive, negative stress, versus going out and taking a vacation, positive reinforcement. This is one of the subtle areas, but rather than you can deal with stress by focusing it and sending it off somewhere, when you realize what it is, not looking at stress as something that you would just have in your life because you have a job you don't like or you've got a relationship you're not getting along in and you're accepting that as a reality, realize that's a parameter in something else and deal with it as a parameter and it becomes a lot more real. So when we go into the body, we learn these things. The body is also, on the first level, minerals. Your body is 5% minerals. And these 5% minerals are spanned over three different vibratory frequencies. Okay, minerals come in three categories. The first category runs one nervous system known as the autonomic nervous system. The nervous system that makes your heart breathe, heartbeat, your lungs, your diaphragm move, things you don't think about fall in the lower category. So for this, you need minerals that have names like iron, manganese, calcium, these kinds of things. These come from natural sources, but typically today you need to take them in a supplementation form, and when you do, you need to take them in a chelated form, meaning pre-digested with a protein, otherwise you won't assimilate them. The second level of mineral frequencies starts, which is known as the reflective mineral, starts with the element chromium, which is a reflective mineral. And it, of course, works through the sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nervous system covers the immune system, covers the feelings of hot, cold, warmth, stuffiness, appetite, all of these kinds of things. Very important to have those minerals in your body. And the third are called the trace minerals, which works through the parasympathetic nervous system, which starts at the earlobe and terminates with the gray matter on your diaphragm. And these are trace minerals. Trace minerals are best found in sources like red clay, where we get them from, and then we deionize water and insert them in that. Without these minerals in your body, you cannot metabolize your vitamins. I don't care how good of food or how much wheatgrass you take. If you're deficient in minerals, the rest of your body does not function because the electrolyte level is too low. So we naturally are very involved in mineral production, and I can't tell you how, once you get in the minerals, start taking these trace minerals, how amazing your body will change. It's just totally amazing what they do. They're so important. When you go for minerals, we go to the next thing, assimilation of things into the body through the minerals. The minerals has given us the vitality to assimilate, and we come in to what are known as enzymes. Now, how many of you have heard of pH factor, right? Now, most people say potential hydrogen, right? That's what pH means. But how many of you know what it really means? Very few. Pleiadians have a very good way of explaining pH factor, potential hydrogen. They say, remember, we're made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and then carbon, which is a pyramid. Hydrogen is a proton, and it's an electron. The electron goes around the proton very fast. Okay, it's one of the four life forces in the body that come in chemically and energy-wise. What happens is energy comes in through the center of the hydrogen from within of these seven different rays that I'm showing you up here. And in the morning, we have also polarity. I mean, have you heard of polarity, positive and negative polarity, male-female energy, yin-yang? Polarity is not something static that's in this room. Polarity is changing all day long, 180 degrees, one point, 180 degrees, 360 degrees over 24 hours. It's synchronized with the rotation of the Earth. And what happens is, in the morning when the sun comes up, the red energy, the will, is powered into the nucleus, the proton. So you have the red powering in the morning. Green is the center, which is the color of nature. So it's a neutral color in this energy field. It's also the female energy, and it's also a balance of the first three. And the violet ray that we were talking about is powering up the electron over here. This is in the morning. Now with that, with the light coming in, there is also a sound accompanying that. That sound that accompanies the light is known as the music of the spheres. So you could draw A, B, C, D, E, F, G right down that chart and end up with the sound. That's why we use a lot of music and special sound systems in our... We can't do it here because we don't have 1.5 hours, but in our two-day seminars in Laguna Beach, we have a whole sound system and a whole interdimensional thing that the whole entire class goes through. They actually go into another dimension, which I'll explain later, but it's done a lot through sound because sound is the creation of the universe in the first place. Now, the big thing in sound is not just taking a piano and striking an A or a B or a C to synchronize it with your vitamins or whatever you're taking. The idea of sound, to really get power out of it in your system, is to deal with what's called the timbre of the sound. Does anybody in here know what timbre is? Timbre is the difference. What is what?
It's what spotted owls.
Yeah, that's right. Timbre is when you play a piano on a middle C, you get a sound. And when you play a violin on the same middle C, you get a different sound. That's the difference is timbre. And instruments that have tremendous power to move consciousness in their timbre are instruments like the sitar, okay? The violin will do it to a degree. And also the flute will do it to a degree. On Pleiades, they have even developed a flute which is called an S-curve flute, because how many of you ever noticed there's a bad flute player and there's a good flute player, you know? Somebody can drive you through a wall with a flute or they can set you free with it, right? Because it's depending on how their energy is, you know, acoustically aligning with that of the instrument. I know when I toured with the Moody Blues for 15 years, and when I was touring with them, Ray Thomas is the flute player, and I always thought his flute playing was pretty good. And I says, Ray, I said, you know, one day, I says, how much did that flute cost? I want to buy that as a souvenir when one of these Indian guys break up. He says, that flute cost $15,000, a German-made flute. I says, when I was in high school, we could buy a flute for $300. And he laughed, and he says, that flute's older than you are. My grandfather or somebody played this thing, you know. And he had tremendous, this flute was so well-developed, so he was, the instrument was one with the musician. When we used to go out of the hotel rooms, he'd put a, it was really interesting, you could try this if you got something value. He'd put a do not disturb sign on the door when he'd walk out of his room. I'd say, what are you doing that for? He says, I don't want anybody stealing my flute. You know, so he was one with his flute, one with his instrument. On the Pleiades, they have an S-curve flute, for example, that has an S in it. And in Tibet, they have an exercise where you look at left eye to left eye and you do fire breathing. It's a Kundalini exercise when you do 108 breaths of fire, looking at one person looking at the other, opposite each other in a lotus position. They end up going and creating a summation of their aura fields and creating what's called a transfiguration or pose where the faces change and then the environment changes. Well, in the Pleiades, they do the same thing with this flute. They look at each other's left eyes, and one person plays one end of the flute, one person plays the other end of the flute, and they get a joint sound. And that joint sound will create a vibration that when in the presence of light, will liquefy the light. So rather than have laser light shows in their concerts, they have liquid light that moves around. So, I mean, just some of the stuff that can be done once we get to that point. Yeah. The what? No. I do it anyway sometimes. Okay, now, we are looking now back at the hydrogen atom here. I'm getting caught in this metaphor. I've got to move even faster than this. So anyhow, we have in the morning the red and the violet and the sounds that go with that. As the sun moves across the sky, this switches polarity. So at sunset, the red has shifted over to the electron and the violet has shifted to the nucleus of the hydrogen atom. Now realize your body is reproducing 50 million cells per second if it's healthy. You produce a hell of a lot of cells during that day. And you produce groups of cells over the period of 90 days to 7.5 to 8 years. So this has a tremendous effect. This is 1/4 of all your cellular reproduction facilities. And so that's why at night, for example, at midnight, your thought process is way different than your thought process is in the morning when you get up. You can see why. Because your consciousness is thereby affected. And what regulates this, your body is used to the rhythm of the environment where you live. And what regulates this environmental being used to is the pineal gland in the body. And if you were to be suddenly transported here, at time is it 3 o'clock here, we suddenly would put you in Germany and make it 3 o'clock over there, there'd be a tremendous time difference of 8 or 10 hours, 12 hours. You'd have a tremendous problem adjusting, and they call that jet lag. Because your body, your pineal gland, would not know how to resynchronize this unless it's trained. So you imagine the jet lag problems we had in the astronaut programs at NASA, or the jet lag program that some contactees get when they get thrown in a spaceship and hauled off to another star system and back. Eventually it would kill them. It still affects anybody in space that's under zero-g gravity to the point that the body can produce no calcium. And realizing that calcium is used by the heart to beat when it produces actin. But astronauts under our current systems as we know them through NASA would die after a while in space because of this one factor. So these are some of the things that you can really get into. I'm just going to hit the surface of it as we go along now. Okay, then we go from minerals to enzymes to vitamins. There's about 20 different kinds of vitamins right now that have been separated by a man. They all break down into 7 vibratory frequencies because a vitamin is the first unit of biochemistry that contains light properties. And what does the body do? It's a body is basically a light body. The body is separating these light properties into light itself. So it's very important, naturally, to keep the vitamins in a container that they can't the light can't escape. Also, when you're dealing with vitamins, you've got to deal with signs of the times. For example, I would never take a formula of vitamins with copper in it. Why? Because we've got so much copper in our systems now, in our pipes and our plumbing and everything else, that everybody has too much copper. Why put more in your body? Copper has proven to transmit from the parents down to the children, giving the children's proneness to leukemia at birth and cancer during their lifespan. It's been proven down at the City of Hope in Doherty, California. Also, you'd never want to take vitamins with any kind of salt products in it because we have way too much salt in our vitamins already.
What about Celtic salt?
We don't use Celtic salts. We use minerals. Okay. Yeah, you don't want any kind of salt in there at all. There's so much to vitamin formulation that, you know, for example, we change our vitamins all the time. We use a huge amount of Gotu-Koa, Fotai, and Ginseng in them now. These are electrolytes. The reason we use them so much is because there's so much pollution from automobile exhaust, jet exhaust, and radiation, you know, radiation poison. Realize that ship that just crashed over in Pueblo, Arizona, or Colorado a week ago, which they blacked it out in the news, you might have heard about it. It was a government alien ship, probably spilled plutonium all over the place, plutonium power, like the Aurora. So you get all this radiation in your body. And when I was working at the University of Michigan,
we'll check on the other side of this thing, see how what we're doing here. It's a good tape. I love these tapes. It's good educational. I'm not sure if it's recorded on the other side or not, but we'll find out. Hopefully it is, because we weren't done on that one. And if not, we'll put another one on that we know is ready to go. So we'll give it a minute or two, and we'll see what happens. And we'll go from there. I don't hear anything. So, obviously, they only record on one side. I don't know why they did that. So, we'll just continue on with another.
Oh,
well, there it is.
And guess what? The FDA, for years,
yeah, we lucked out on that one.
Ginseng off the market, but they haven't been able to do it. People put it on the market anyway. We load our products with it. Another analogy of the way ginseng works, and Fotai and Gotu-Koa, is if you had a brand new sports car, without a battery, it wouldn't be any good. If you put a brand new battery in it with no electrolytes, it still wouldn't be any good. You need the electrolytes. And the electrolytes are the same with your body as they go in your brain, so they're very important. Then we go from minerals to enzymes to vitamins to protein. Now, this is coming down the biochemical chain, but at the same time, I'm showing you an electrical and a precursing, you know, parameter to make this work. Otherwise, if you don't have these, this chain won't go in this manner. You break this chain, it'll fall apart. Next, you come to protein. Protein now is a denser substance. The body now begins to form protein. Then the protein begins to combine in huge clusters on the DNA level, forming peptides. And then finally, it forms hormones. Hormones are the first unit of biochemistry that contain consciousness. You have seven different endocrine glands in the body and seven different sets of hormones in these glands where they function. Okay. Any questions on this first part here now? Hormones are very important. For example, testosterone, estrogen, or female-male hormones, sexual reproduction, certain body regulatory problems, you know, things in the body. Steroids, corticosteroids in the solar plexus area, yellow energy field, okay, for example, on the chart. These have to do with energy, motivation. Going up the chain, you get into things like vasopressin. Vasopressin is a motivator. It's found in the pituitary gland. Okay, so the hormones are very important because that's where your consciousness is. If you don't have those hormones, I don't care how much praying you do or how much fasting you do, if the hormones are in the body, the physical body will not have any consciousness. You might have consciousness in your spirit body because it's all everybody's spirit body is absolutely completely perfect, but how many of us are in touch with that perfection? In this lifetime, you won't be in touch with it. It's there for you when you're ready for it. But you got to take this consciousness that we have down here on this plane and bring it up to that perfect plane of existence. Yeah.
Is
what? Oh, yeah, I have tapes and books and our booth. We got all this stuff. This is just an overview, okay? This is 6 months of education here or something. You know, I don't know what all it takes to learn it all. So anyway, the hormones are stored in the endocrine glands. Now, the endocrine glands have to get the hormone up to the brain to make it work. So we break this chain right here, and we have what's known as vibration. Once the hormone is formed, vibration sends it up to the brain. When it gets up to the brain, the brain is basically a switch. It's a switch. It's one kind of a switch, let's call it a receptor, that when the hormone comes along, it takes electricity out of the electrolytes and sends it down through the 72,000 major nerves in the body, creating an electrical field pattern known as the aura field. The other type of switch in the brain is an effector, which has already got an aura field going because it's closed, and when the receptor arrives there, or the hormone arrives there, it stops its flow and cancels out this aura field. It turns it off. So basically what the brain is doing is turning on and turning off electrical nerves, or nadis, through three central nervous systems in the body, creating all of the consciousness of the body. Okay? That's how it works. Now, what are vibrations? Okay? What causes these changes to take place? Vibrations are sounds, are lights, are colors, are planetary energies, lunar energy, for example, stellar energy. The influence of the stellar energy is much more now than it used to be. Lunar energy is pretty consistent. Right now, we're in what's called a full moon period. We went into it last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll be in there for about 2 1/3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Then we'll go into the new moon period. If you're working with Pleiadian devices, like large systems devices that are available, then you'll learn all about how to work with a new moon, the full moon cycle. If you want to start a new enterprise or finish something, right now is not the time to do it. Now is the time to take a vacation between now and the next 2.5 weeks and prepare to start all kinds of new programs. You ever have days where, regardless of how hard you try to work and get something done, it just falls apart? In other days, you try to screw it up every which way you can, it goes together perfectly. You'll find that those perfect days are always new moon days. Yeah.
Yeah, part about the brain being a switch.
Yeah.
I was curious, is that similar to how the extraterrestrials paralyze people? Do they control that switch mechanism in the brain?
They do, yeah. But you got to understand, he's asking a question that has to do with a little bit more than what we're talking about here. You see, the pyramid, if you were to take the pyramid and look at it, especially in a red blood cell, this could kind of follow along with what we're talking about here now. You got to go backwards. If you were to look at the pyramid, right? There's the pyramid on the top right there. It's got a top and a bottom. It's got a male and a female energy. Now, I'll show you how that works in a minute. But if you were to look at a red blood cell, which has four iron atoms in it, has two alpha, two beta chains, like you see there in that drawing, inside the pyramid, in here, it has the ability to separate from the hydrogen atom itself these seven different energies, the life force energies that we talked about up here, which I showed you on the previous chart. The pyramid is able to take those and throw them out of there into a cellular structure and release energy of life force in the cells through the hydrogen atom. That's why if you had some grapefruit juice or orange juice, balanced pH is balanced taste, and it was bitter, put this down on top of the grapefruit juice and waited for a minute, the grapefruit juice would also become sweet because the pyramid has that ability. Okay? It takes about a minute or two. And I'm just going to show the front row something here. You can also increase that process in your own metabolism by taking a few breaths and rubbing your hands together. Let's try this. Rub your hands together. Okay, very vigorously. And then open your hands and you'll feel a tingling. And you'll feel it moving back and forth and changing with the width of your hands. Okay? Now, let me show you guys in the front row something. And if you want, you can try this for yourself. Rub your hands together, okay, and hold them up like that. And watch what happens if I put the pyramid over them. Open your hands up, now open them. Okay, feel that? It changes. You can feel the tingling change. See that? Yeah. This is because I'm amplifying the life force within the body. We talk about the life force. It's pretty wild, huh? Some of you will be real sensitive to it. Depends on how clear your livers are. If your livers are a little blocked, you'll be a little less sensitive to it. And this, and also your spleen, because your spleen is your, is in your blood, your transmitting factor, force factor. See? Now, how many so far on the first row felt something? Okay. It's about 100%. How many didn't feel anything on the first row? One person, see? Okay? So you can do this. You know, you can do this with, well, this is a power dome. It amplifies the energy. Okay, now, look at the shape of that pyramid. And if you study the Great Pyramid in Egypt, for example, you'll find it has all the divine geometry of the human body. That pyramid is a four-sided, and the first half, or an eight-sided on both halves pyramid. Now, I know I don't have the breakdown, but we have dissected grays, and we know that inside a gray is a blood, but not like we know it. Their blood is like chlorophyll. The magnesium atom is the heart of a gray. So that means that they have a three-sided pyramid or an octahedral shape. When you have a three-sided pyramid or an octahedral shape, what happens is the gray can only ground out six levels of consciousness. It cannot ground out the seventh level of consciousness. Okay? I'll back this thing up or go forward with it. That physical plane is not for the grays. They get all the way down. Their physical plane is the astral plane, but they have a physical body. But in their spirit, that's as far down as they go, the astral plane. Now what happens when you go to sleep at night, where do you go? Astral plane, right? And when you hypnotize someone, what are you working with? Emotional energies, right? Astral plane. So if the foundation of a gray is the astral plane, the foundation is of a human, it's quite easy for a gray to approach a human when they're sleeping. They can walk right into their dreams. And that's how they are able to hypnotize people, abduct them, implant them, get them pregnant, do an abortion after 3 months, and do all the things you read about without a human even knowing it happened, unless the human is very sensitive or is regressed.
Are you familiar with the Flower Life Seminar?
Nope, the what?
Flower of Life.
No. Well, I don't know what he's using it for. What it does is it increases the mental energy of the body. If you wear it, for example, if you were to wear a three-sided pyramid versus a four, it would increase one body of energy, but not all seven. It separates. Yeah. Why can't they? They can, some people. Depends on how powerful. It depends on how, see, when you block regression, you can only do it in a person that doesn't have their own free will. Some people don't. That depends on your past life karma. The next thing we look at are cycles. See, what time do I have here, Tel? Now, anyways, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30? 4. Okay, good. I just got to time myself or I'll be halfway through something and you guys will really be mad at me. Yeah. Yeah. Or six-sided if it's... Yeah, that's a four-sided. This is a... Three, right. Okay, now we have cycles of consciousness here, okay? We got the moon going around the earth, and that changes the surface tension of water. The tide's something different every day. There's 31 different positions of the tide, okay? The body's the same way. One day you could shout at somebody and it have no effect on them because the surface tension is maybe in the new moon. Some other time you could shout at the same person in the same environment in the full moon, you'd freak the hell out of them because the surface tension of the body is different. And this has to do, once again now, with how the stimulus of these different vibrations are going to affect the brain. And this affects consciousness, okay? When it affects consciousness, what happens is we have the new moon period or the full moon period, we have the crime rate going up during the full moon and the crime rate dropping during the new moon, right? In Turkey, for example, they have 1,000-year-old laws that give some lenience to the offender if he does his crime during a full moon. So if you go to Turkey and rob a bank, make sure the moon is full. I get off for it, you know. The earth and the moon go around the sun 365 and a quarter days. This has a reciprocating effect on the sun, which releases solar wind, which has to do, which is modulated by human consciousness, which has to do with earthquakes. In other words, you can start an earthquake, you can stop an earthquake, you can do all these things with your consciousness. And if you always notice, earthquakes always occur during a solar flare, and usually during a full moon, unless they're a controlled one like the Andromedans, they'll perform during a new moon, as the last one in L.A. was. So it depends on what type of earthquake you're experiencing, but the ones that we would call the natural ones that do a lot of destruction are usually the ones that man's emotions cause in the first place. Also, it has to do with winter and summer. In summer, the sap is high in the plant, its leaves are open to the sun, it's receiving the sunlight with all the vitality globules in it, and it's creating the ATP, it's enhancing the ATP molecule in the body, and the sugar, and you get plenty of energy, and you feel really good. But the spirit is also more into the environment. In the wintertime, when the sap is in the ground, absorbing energy off the nucleus of the earth, what happens then is the seed is being recharged, which has the most power, it's the highest power of energy of all. Like squirrels, for example, hold seeds all the time. And what happens then is that we have a tendency to go within, so we have the Christmas, so we have the family reunions and the spiritual stuff, more or less goes on in the wintertime. So you begin to see that cycle. Then we have a bigger cycle where the earth and the moon and the sun goes around the Pleiades every 27,000 or 25,827.5 years. If you were to look at the Great Pyramid in Egypt, you'd find that exactly, if you were to take how many inches is around here, it would be exactly 25,827.5 all the way around the bottom of it. Okay. So the next thing that we have to take into consideration is that the earth and the moon and the sun, going around that period of time, you have 2,000-year cycles. And these 2,000-year cycles, once again, are always affecting the sensitivity of the vibratory level whereby hormones are assimilated and utilized by the brain in the consciousness. And depending on what cycle we're in, we're going from the Piscean cycle now, where the soul, because when you get down into the DNA and reproduction, and what attracts a certain soul into a certain chromosome bank of a male and a female combined, you end up looking at a particular pattern of consciousness of that combination of that male and that female. And that male and female combination has a tendency on this planet to bring in emotional souls or believing souls over the last 2,000 years. We had a Piscean age. As a result of that, the soul was a believer, had to structure a belief around something, so religion was chosen. And so a lot of religions, most of them were built in the last 2,000 years. Now, the vibration has changed. Even Hitler knew there was a change coming because he called it his 1,000 years of Reich. And in the time of the change, the vibratory frequency changes and a higher level of soul is coming in now. And that level of soul is coming in now is the knower soul. And it doesn't need a church or a Bible or a Global 2000 report or anything basically to know that there's a spiritual problem here. And there's an environmental problem here. That soul knows. Okay? You understand? Good. During this time, another thing happens. The soul has a period of learning experience. And during that time, what's called the foundation of the aura is enhanced. And I'll show you what that is. Now, realize that you've got an aura field, right? Coming from the body. If you have one human being here, like this, that person would have an aura field around it. And that aura field is influenced by the surrounding environment and has to do with the air and the atmosphere and all of that. It also has to do with the mineral contents of the earth. The mineral contents of the earth usually has the first noticeable thing in the accent of the way a person speaks. So for example, a southern Georgian person versus a New Yorker will speak differently. Has to do with all of the grounding into the environment where they're born. Then you have person B over here. Here's person A. Here's person B. They have an aura field. As soon as A and B meet, personality is born. That's the birth of the personality. There is no personality with only one entity. The personality begins when there's two entities or more because there's an interplay between the two, and that immediately creates what's called karma. Then you have person C over here, which is another entity. So now you have a trinity. You have three different aura fields, all working within one, creating an overall aura field, which is humanity. Okay? This humanity aura field, which is created by the first three or however many more are involved, becomes, let's say, in the case of the earth, a ring path knot of the aura fields of all three beings. There's a north pole of the earth, the south pole. The Great Pyramid, by the way, once again, is right in the center of all the energies of the earth, the land masses and the you take the valleys and the deep depths of the trenches of the earth and the oceans, you come up with 455 feet, and it goes on and on and on. It defines all this, the Great Pyramid. Yeah.
No matter how many times the poles switch, that pyramid still stays in the center, right?
Yeah, it stays in the center, and the pole switches every 4.3 million years. The last time the North Pole and the complete pole was Phoenix, Arizona, if you want to know where it was. Pleiadians are very specific in their numbers. So now, what happens is you've got this area here of humanity's joint aura field. So once again, when you're switching over here in the brain, your consciousness is going to get a feedback, not only from the vibration of what's coming in, your sensitivity, but the environment of the aura fields around you, okay? The next thing that happens is, the earth has a moon that was drug in a few hundred thousand years ago. When the moon was brought in, it extended the humanity's field out to the of this particular satellite. So this area became known as a ring pass knot. Now, if person B were suddenly to lose form and die, as we know it, they would then go into this energy field on the astral plane, which goes from the center of the earth to just someplace past the moon. And they would be born back into person A, B. They would reincarnate into one of those two people over some period of time and resume their physical lessons here. Okay? This is this phenomenon of what's going on here lasts a certain period of time. And some of Yogananda's teachings, for example, Suryakaswar, and some of those people, that particular science of India teaches the mechanics of this, if you want to get into it. The Dalai Lama, for example, whom is using our products now, we have our product set up in his temple in Kathmandu, Tibet, as we speak. And they've been using our products for a couple of years now. Actually, I'll show you how that started later. But the Dalai Lama will tell his monks that he's going to be born somewhere. And when he dies, then the monks go look for him in some other city. And then 7 or 8 years later, they'll find him in a child that old, and the child will identify the personality of the seeking monks and artifacts that they have and artifacts they don't have, and he gets his inheritance back. So this is Pleiadian. The teachers of the Tibetans were the Rishis, and the Rishis came from the Pleiades. So you begin to understand a little bit of this incarnation cycle. But what my point is of bringing this up is, when you come into the Aquarian Age, you have people of this caliber here being born now into the mothers, but you also have people being born into the mothers here now that are free of this cycle, that have completed this lesson, have gone out to the stars, are returning. So you have the starseed children coming. And so that's why you see such a great conflict of personalities, and people like Marilyn Ferguson and all these other speakers here talk about all these different personalities incarnating, and it kind of creates a bit of confusion. And you take some old Piscean soul that's typically, i.e. a politician that's been a senator for, you know, I mean, aren't politicians a joke? Aren't they the funniest thing you've ever seen as far as humans? I mean, just look at them. The senators are supposed to be our great examples of shining knights, or the greatest bullshit artists on the planet, you know? And they have no idea. They have no clue in hell that what's really going on. They have no idea. They just know something's going on. And so basically what it is it's the Trilads versus the New Age people. That's the real battle that's going on. So that's the Armageddon that we're coming into. Somebody had a question here?
When are we due for another pole shift?
Hmm?
When are we due for another pole shift?
Pole shift occurs gradually. There are no jump.
No.
Yeah. All the negative prophecies. All the negative prophecies, okay? Which Nostradamus knew of this cycle, and he put them up there for you to understand. He didn't put them up there for you to be susceptible to. He wanted to wake you up. All the negative prophecies in Revelation are being orchestrated by the Greys. And if you even go deep enough in the Bible, it'll even tell you that. So you just ignore all that and do what you're supposed to do. Be wholesome, be educated, be smart, give, and don't take any bullshit from anything. You know, that's just how it works. Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. You've got to go see Brad Steiger. He does, he's not here. He's in charge of that. He knows all that stuff. Brad has written more books and gone all around the world more times than I have and met with more people and written more books on this and done studies. And I mean, he does charts. He has people fill out charts, where they're from, what they like, what they don't like. I mean, he's done an actual studies on this. So Brad Steiger is the man to check out for that. Yeah. No, Sannyasi's not dead at all.
I don't know where I heard that.
Oh, you hear all that bullshit because people are envious because they're not in contact with her anymore. She's not dead. She left. She would have been dead if she'd have stayed any longer. She probably would have died of a heart attack dealing with this society. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does, but then that's where the Andromedan side of it comes in. And that's called the holographic side, which I'm not going to talk about now because you guys aren't ready for it. But I'll just tell you one thing. When you get to a certain level, when you bring a level of truth in, it's like homeopathic remedies, you know. Homeopathic remedy, if you dilute something, let's say you were taking something for a sore throat, you take it would be 10x on the bottle. That means it's got one concentration, say a milliliter concentration, you know. Then you get a 100x. That means it's...
We'll have to finish this up next week because we're running out of time. Hopefully you'll listen to us on the Coast to Coast show, George Norrie, on the 21st, and come and see us Sunday or Monday on the 14th at the LA Hilton. Bye.